This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A 13-year-old boy from Woodland, California, has become the youngest professional soccer player in the United States. Davian Kimbrough is also the youngest athlete to go pro across all North American team sports. Kimbrough signed a contract with the United Soccer League Championship's Sacramento Republic Football Club. Davian joined the California team's youth academy in 2021 when he was 11. That year, he scored 27 goals in 31 matches, helping the under-13 squad earn the best record in their age group nationwide with 30 wins and just one loss. This June, Kimbrough was named MVP at the Busseveld U13 Cup, which features some of the best soccer clubs in the world. As a guest player, he led the New York Red Bulls Academy to victory, and they became the first MLS team to win the tournament. With the Sacramento Republic Football Club, Davian will have a modified training schedule, and he and his family will work closely with the sports medicine staff. Kimbrough will continue his middle school studies as a pro soccer player. A stretch of the Missouri River has been designated as a new Paddler's Trail. The route starts from the boat launch at Headwater State Park near Three Forks and ends 22 miles downstream at the Tostin Dam Takeout. The Gallatin Valley Land Trust launched the route as a water trail called the Missouri River Headwaters Paddler's Trail. Chet Work, GVLT's executive director, said, "Obviously, you don't have to build a trail on the water, but the methodology has been mostly outreach and engagement and information around it, rather than digging in the dirt and creating a trail." Paddlers like kayakers and boarders are greeted with a new sign at the boat launch with a map of the trail, including mileage points, and information on how to safely recreate on the water. The halfway point is Fairweather, about 10 miles in, and the end point is the Tostin Recreation Area, 22 miles downstream from the put-in. Part of the education about the trail includes warning recreationists that a gnarly headwind can pick up in the afternoon along stretches of the river and make paddling difficult. Work noted that much of the river through this section is inaccessible via roads, making it a good spot to see wildlife from the water. The trail was the brainchild of Nell Gerke, who was the Big Sky Watershed Corps member in 2022. Gerke, who spent time working for a guiding service on the Mississippi River that catered to people with accessibility barriers to recreating, said the trail can be used by a wide swath of people. Gerke said, "Traveling by water is really adaptable for people with disabilities. This stretch of the Missouri Headwaters is really wonderful because it's all flat water. It's very safe as far as rivers go." GVLT will gauge the interest that people have in this Paddler's Trail and potentially expand the river route network. A popular and classic Livingston drive-in restaurant is celebrating 70 seasons. Mark's In-N-Out Burger Joint was opened in 1954 when Dwight Eisenhower was president, poodle skirts were all the rage, and Mart's In-N-Out opened on Park Street in Livingston. The 50s-themed walk-up burger restaurant is open seasonally through the spring and summer. Scott Black and his brother Mark Black bought the restaurant in 1980, and that's when the name changed from Mart's In-N-Out to Mark's In-N-Out. The original owner was Mart Phillips. His first name was Mart, M-A-R-T, and when Scott and Mark Black bought it, they changed it to M-A-R-K, to Mark's In-N-Out. Changing one letter in the business's name was about as much change as the restaurant and its customers want to see. Scott Black promises all the popular food on the menu will taste the same in years to come. Black said, "Resist change. That's our motto." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.